T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Broadcasting from the Talk 1370 studios, you're listening to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
What are your estate planning options? Listen to Financial Wise to find out what they are.
As a fiduciary, Blackburn is required to work in your best interest, helping you to own retirement in today's economy. So stay tuned as Financial Wise brings you an informative approach to your retirement each and every week. And now, your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial. I'm a Series 65 financial planner. And listen, what we're going to be talking about today, as a fiduciary, it's my charge for every single client that walks in my office to ask the question, how important is estate planning? What are your estate plans that you have set up for you and your spouse, you and your family? That's a question that must be asked in the retirement conversation. And if you're not having that conversation with your planner, this is going to be a very important show to listen to. Many, many people come into my office in their 50s and 60s and 70s. With 20 years of experience, you better believe some people have passed away. You know, my own experience has been my father passed away the day before Thanksgiving in 1997. And when he did that, I asked him many times before his death, hey, Dad, do you have a plan? Do you have everything set up? Do you have a will or a trust or anything set up? We had properties. We had oil and gas mineral rights. We had stuff that was going to be a probatable item. It was going to be a mess. My dad said, oh, don't worry about it. I got it all taken care of. Well, when he died the day before Thanksgiving, I want to tell you folks, he did not have it in order. He left a mess. What happened is we ended up the day after Thanksgiving trying to figure out what to do. We didn't know to bury him, if he needed to be cremated. He was a great golfer, and I didn't know if I put the putter in his casket or, you know, if I put the green jacket on. I didn't know what to do. It's really, really an important conversation to have. None of us are getting out of this alive. So you've got to have a plan. So I'm going to give you the estate planning options that we see most current. In the state of Texas, hear me loud and clear, 72% of people have no plan at all, which means that the state of Texas is waiting with a plan for you. I want to tell you a story about a client that was dear to me. Her and her husband were in their 50s. They had married. It was a second marriage. She had children from a previous marriage. They had a child together, a 7-year-old daughter, precious family, lived in Bee Caves. He worked at a major company here. If I mentioned the name, you would know what it was. But there was a really bad thing he was having to do. He's going to have to lay some people off. He was responsible for some staff. And the Sunday before he went in for that layoff, he literally died of a heart attack at 51 years old. He left a wife. He left their 7-year-old daughter. And he left 2 stepdaughters. They had a homestead, a 401k, land in Michigan, assets, bank accounts, normal stuff for those of you that are listening to me right now. They didn't have a will. Because they didn't have a will, their homestead, fast forward 10 years later, we have a woman that has a daughter that's 17. She co-owns the house with the daughter. Because they didn't have a will, part of that home now is owned by the 17-year-old. I don't think that was the guy's plan. The other thing is the 2 stepkids got completely disinherited. Now, the 401k had beneficiaries. That stood the test of time. That went to her. But what happened without a will is his ex-wife decided to get in there. And during the probate proceedings, decided to contest all of the proceedings and went after the 401k, saying, wait a minute, I was supposed to get more of that. So it derailed the entire process, and it ended up costing this widow an additional $40,000 in cost, $40,000 in cost to clear all this up and to get it right. Now, there's the emotional toll that it took on this person. She is not the same. It created a sadness and a bitterness in her that led to depression. And it was not good with those stepkids either. So this all could have been avoided. Completely could have been avoided with proper planning. Now, you may be thinking, what about a will? Now, I am not an attorney. I'm not a estate planning attorney. I've got two estate planning attorneys that we've worked with at Capstar Financial for literally two decades plus. I don't want to age myself, but it's a long time. Carla Peavy and I have been working together a very, very long time. And what we have seen work, and I can tell you in my own life, and I implemented it with me, was a revocable living trust. And a revocable living trust for me is something I own, was established to put my titled assets into the trust. And what that trust does, I own the trust, I manage the trust, and I am in charge of that distribution. So if me, Suzette Blackburn, died yesterday, you like that, how I said that yesterday, because it's not real, can't happen. Anyway, if I died yesterday, all my things are set up so that literally I've got succession planning set up, immediately will take over. So there's no probate. There will be no probate in my life unless I forget something and I have a will to catch the things I missed. So I'm not advocating that you do a trust. I'm just telling you what I have and I've seen, tested and true. And we have estate planning attorneys available that can help you with either a will or a trust or some type of estate planning. I don't know what you need. It's not my call, but you need to get with someone and we can help you. At Capstar Financial, you need to call my office at 512-215-9030. In the next segment, I'm going to be talking to you about the process of that estate planning document for me, my own personal document and how it works, so that you can learn more about this topic. We're getting into the holidays, and when November and Thanksgiving happens and Christmas happens, you're going to see your loved ones. Please do not leave a mess. Like I said, my father passed away the day before Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving is really different than yours because I remember his death, but I also remember the heartache of losing a lot of assets because he didn't do good planning. Don't be that family that does that to their kids. I can show you a way with the help of our estate planning attorney that we've used for decades to get out of this mess, to do it where it's really a very cost-appropriate way to do it. So call my office at 512-215-9030. Now, as I said, there's a bunch of options. You can do a will. You can do joint ownership with your children. The problem with joint ownership with your children sounds good on paper, but you know what? If they go through a lawsuit, you go through a lawsuit. If they go through a bankruptcy, you're going through a bankruptcy too. Is that really the way that you want to go through things? You stop working, you got income for life, you don't want to go back to work, and now you're at risk in case your kids make a wrong move? I don't want that idea. I don't like that idea for you. Really? So it's a good idea to understand options that don't put you in peril, that help give you a firewall of protection so that you have the ownership options that you want. So if something happens to you, we got to make sure those things are in place. I want to share with you that some of the common ways that people do things create peril, like joint ownership with children, like not having a will or a will that's valid in Texas. So call my office. We have a legal team that we've worked with for literally two decades. It's 512-215-9030. And the options that are available will all be disclosed in the estate planning realm. It's very important. You're looking at in the mirror, what are my estate planning options? Call my office, 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. At the time of his death, multimillionaire Howard Hughes had an estate worth $2.5 billion, all left to charity on a typewritten will. Sadly, this was a will that was never signed, thus it was never valid. It took 34 years to settle his estate, costing tens of millions of dollars. Picasso, Prince, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, all notable names who did not have a legacy plan at the time of their death. At Capstar Financial, we help you avoid these costly mistakes and navigate the waters of estate planning. We see too many sad situations where the legacy plan was missing. If you don't have a plan, believe us, the state of Texas has one for you, and it's not the one you want for your family. Hi, I'm Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial, host of Financial Wise Radio on Talk 1370. Let's strategize about the legacy you want for your family. Call Capstar Financial today at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services is a registered investment advisor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. I'm owner of Capstar Financial. I'm a Series 65 financial planner. What does that mean to you? We are a fiduciary planning firm. We specialize in the retirement space. So if you're within 10 years of retiring and you're listening to this program, you're in the right place. We are the people that touch on every aspect of retirement planning. And today's show is on the broad topic of estate planning. It is a conversation that needs to be had. And many, many of you have never one time had this conversation with your financial planner because they're not qualified to have the conversation. Let's just put it out there. They don't know your options. They don't understand that. At Capstar Financial, we've literally been working in this space for over 2 decades. I've got 2 attorneys that I've known for over 20 years, hundreds of implementations of estate plans are in place with our clients because none of us are getting out of this alive. Not one of us. We will all have to face either a long-term care stay, which statistically, I want to tell you, about 70% of us, according to the Genworth study, says that we will face some form of long-term care by the time we reach age 80. So I hope to reach age 80, but I also hope that I have a plan in place so that if I can't perform normal activities of daily living, that I've got people that will help me with either estate planning, financial, you know, my person. I will have nurses that will come in. I will go and live in a retirement village, something like this. You want to lose control of your life? Lose control of your financial life. If you want to lose control of your life, don't do a plan. Back early in my career, I mean, in the 80s, ooh, gosh, that dates me. Okay. Back in the 80s, I was part of a team that we actually wrote and developed long-term care plans. I worked for a company that wrote policies for long-term care. And we did a focus group long time ago to try to figure out how to name the actual product, the long-term care, traditional long-term care insurance product. And in this focus group, the number one thing that those people were interested in knowing about was they wanted independence. They wanted independence of choice. You got it? So that's what we actually named the policy, was independent choice. So with that said, I have carried that through in my firm for 20 years, that I want you to be given independent choice of financial planning, which account we're going to withdraw from, tax planning, how are the taxes coming out, what if you were to get too sick to take care of yourself, what if your spouse passes away. We want to make sure that you are not in peril, in financial peril, in stress peril. Because, you know, if you go through stress and you're in your 50s, it's an entirely different thing if you're going through that same stress in your 70s. Would you agree? I think we would all concur with that. So what we try to do at Capstar Financial is address the main issues that you've got to deal with, one of them being the estate plan. So in your estate plan, 72% of Texans have done nothing, literally no planning, okay? So one of the options that I did for me was a revocable living trust. And if it's properly funded and I've titled my homes, my cars, my bank accounts, my titled assets need to go into the name of Suzette Blackburn Trust, right? I have many, many more benefits to that. But what it does is my wishes are honored. It gives me control and it gives me the ability to avoid going through a court proceeding called probate, okay? Because what that does is it allows me to pass away and immediately my heirs, I stop breathing, my successor trustee takes over, literally. And they make the decisions within weeks or months of how the assets flow. Now, I did a good job of making sure that my three children have their assets coming to them in an orderly way. All three of my kids are different. Some of them are great with money. Some of them are lousy with money, okay? So I set up planning so that some of them are going to get their income over time so that, you know, they might screw it up a couple of years, but they're not going to screw it up for 15. You with me? So that way, I have been put in charge of how I want that distribution. What do you think statistically it is for your family to spend all your all their inheritance from you? You think it's a year? You think it's 2 years? I have some really bad news. It's 3 months. It's 3 months. I know. Okay. Call my office right now if you would like to implement and talk to our estate planning attorneys that help you with your estate plan. It's 512-215-9030. And what this does is it puts you in control. You didn't work 30 years, 40 years out in blood, sweat, and tears to give your loved ones a pot of money that they're going to blow in 3 months. I don't think you did that. Or if you've planned poorly and you've loaded with IRA money to where you're adding another beneficiary to that, which is the government. How you like that? I don't think you planned that well. So if you would like to know, what are my options, Suzette? How does this living trust work? What about a will? Maybe I should just do a will. Or maybe I should just sign my kids and let them be part owners and everything so that when I die, let me have a conversation with you about all those things so you make the right choice. As a fiduciary, Capstar Financial, I will give you the good and the bad and the fine print. Now, I need to tell you, I'm not the attorney on the case. We use Carla Peavy or Bill Wallard. We've got attorneys we've worked with for literally two decades. I want you to get that experience that we've had over those time frames of helping people implement, having documents executed, funded the trust, and then also when it's time tested and they've passed away, what happened, okay? Come into my office, 512-215-9030. And remember, you know what? 70% of Texans, 72% actually, have no planning at all. And I told you the story about my precious girlfriend that she's actually a client that her husband died at 51, left the house, and now her 17-year-old and her own that house together. Every year, they have to do an accounting of that house and present it to the guardian that they had to get court appointed because of that nightmare. We disinherited two entirely different children because of bad planning, all right? These are things that can completely be avoided. If you want to leave a legacy that makes sense for you and your family, you all are stewards of your family that are listening to me. I know because you come in my office. You've worked hard. You've got a great job. You've saved a lot of money. You've got a lot of titles. Titles like deeds in the house, rent properties, lands, inherited farms, ranches. You know, all that stuff is not going to be treated well through probate. All right? And if it does, you're one of the lucky few. All right? I shared my story in the last segment. My dad left a mess. And I was pregnant with my daughter. It was 22 years ago. She's at Texas A&M right now, finishing a degree. She's a senior. Go Christian. And I'll tell you what happened. When I was pregnant with her, I literally had to make 22 trips to Hill County, which is 2.5 hours from here, to clear titles on stuff that my dad had because he did not do it well. He didn't set himself up well. He did not set himself for success. And he left a mess. And we actually lost the lake house where I learned how to swim. I learned how to water ski. It was sold on the courtroom steps because during that probate process, all of us were raising our children. We didn't have an extra $800-900 to pay his mortgage, my dad's mortgage and light bills and mow the grass and make sure it was taken care of. And we literally had to let that house go. It was a nightmare, okay? Your title assets in a trust can avoid probate completely if it's set up properly by an estate planning attorney. This is the things that matter the most. All right, none of us are getting out of this alive. So call my office at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030. And remember, some of you are going to be financial wise. And some of you are otherwise. I'm Suzette Blackburn. At the time of his death, multimillionaire Howard Hughes had an estate worth $2.5 billion, all left to charity on a typewritten will. Sadly, this was a will that was never signed, thus it was never valid. It took 34 years to settle his estate, costing tens of millions of dollars. Picasso, Prince, Lincoln, Martin Luther King, all notable names who did not have a legacy plan at the time of their death. At Capstar Financial, we help you avoid these costly mistakes and navigate the waters of estate planning. We see too many sad situations where the legacy plan was missing. If you don't have a plan, believe us, the state of Texas has one for you, and it's not the one you want for your family. Hi, I'm Suzette Blackburn, owner of Capstar Financial, host of Financial Wise Radio on Talk 1370. Let's strategize about the legacy you want for your family. Call Capstar Financial today at 512-215-9030. That's 512-215-9030.
Capstar Financial Services is a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Financial Wise with your host, Suzette Blackburn.
Welcome back to Financial Wise. I hope you're enjoying this show. We're talking about estate planning issues. We're talking about the perils of not doing a plan, which 72% of Texans haven't done anything at all. And also the perils of not doing a plan for if you were to get too sick to take care of yourself. You know, none of us are getting out of this alive, as I've said. But, you know, if you want to lose financial dignity, you want to lose life, then don't do anything, okay? Because what happens is we have a situation right now, and it said the Genworth study said that by the time you reach age 80, 70% of us will need some form of long-term care. It's in all various forms. You might need a nurse in the house. You might need to go into a nursing home. You might have cognitive inabilities where you've got to turn your assets over to maybe a family member that you trust. Well, if you have no powers of attorney for assets, powers of attorney for healthcare, living wills, HIPAA forms, documents that you need in the event that your estate plan is done well, these things could be treacherous. You could have the state of Texas taking over. So, if you would like to sit down with an estate planning attorney, we have someone that we've worked with for 2 decades, and they will be able to help you to design your estate plan. Carla created My Living Trust. It manages my assets when I no longer can. It avoids completely a probate proceeding if I died for my family. My wishes are honored after I'm gone. And also if I'm still here, but I don't have cognitive abilities. I've got a whole plan set up for how the money goes to take care of me so my family doesn't have to figure that out. Big, big deal. Okay? Really big deal. It also, it provides predictability in a very unpredictable life. I don't know what's going to happen. Neither do you. It also puts the assets, they're controlled by the people that I choose to control them. As I told you in the stories before, I don't think that fella that died the Sunday before he was going to go in and lay off some employees, he left his wife and his 7-year-old daughter to own the house together. Because as I said before, if you don't have a plan, the state of Texas has a plan for you. I want you to be educated on the details of everything that happens in your life. So we're going to talk about the stuff that no one talks about. Estate planning, income planning, taxes. Okay? Taxes could be one of the number one things that you have to face that chips away at your income. Okay? We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about organizing income. How should you peel that? Should you just take from the 401k? Do you have enough? What if you get laid off? How much income do you need after you're not working there anymore to fulfill 30 years of retirement with the money that you have now? These are big questions because we have to add inflation. We have to add all these different things on it. If you want to come in for a free Redline report, call my office, 512-215-9030, and we'll design this for you, but you've got to call my office, 512-215-9030, and that Redline report is complimentary. So come in, join us at Capstar Financial. We would love to see you. I'm Suzette Blackburn. And remember, some of you are financial wise and the rest are otherwise.
Investment advisory services offered through Capstar Financial, LLC. Capstar Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Individuals are advised to consult with their own CPA and/or attorney regarding all tax and legal matters. Capstar Financial has no affiliation with the news agencies mentioned here. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Opinions expressed are solely those of Capstar Financial and its staff. All topics covered are believed to be from reliable sources. However, Capstar Financial makes no representations as to its accuracy or completeness. Topics should be discussed with your individual advisor prior to implementation. Insurance services and products are sold through Suzette Blackburn, an individually licensed and appointed agent. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claim paying ability of the issuing company. Any comments regarding safe and secured investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to the fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to security or investment advisory products. These investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Capstar Financial LLC and Capstar Insurance Company are separate companies.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.